Chapter 10. The Seven Steps of the New Soul Growth. We shall now reflect upon the next four verses of John 16, verses 12 to 15. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak of Himself, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said that He will take what is mine and declare it to you. We have shown you the manner in which the Helper, the helping, pulling stream of the departing heaven-earth, is being formed. It will be clear to you that this Helper has already been in existence for a long time, because all preceding brotherhoods have brought about such a stream. Every preceding brotherhood has by its contribution helped to reanimate and to strengthen this stream. This applies to the present also. The brotherhood now in existence is adapted to the present-day racial type of mankind and its state of consciousness. Thus, first of all, the magnificent helping stream of the past is being connected with present-day mankind. Then, secondly, through the departure of the new brotherhood, the Helper is again quickened, made active and dynamic. Failing this revivification, the Helper of the beginning could not be found and understood by the present-day groups of seekers. Therefore, it will be clear that, if we continue our work in absolute self-sacrifice with complete dedication, the Spirit of Truth shall manifest itself and speak to the world in ever clearer language. A tremendous flow of truth, of revelations of coming events, will be liberated in the world. All countries and all peoples will be stirred by this truth as by a flood, and already now this can be witnessed everywhere. World and mankind are being, as it were, torn free from their own limitations, and their eyes will turn to matters of intercosmic concern, to the interrelation with the all manifestation, in order that all may know that mankind must form a willing part of a glorious plan of salvation. The Spirit of Truth will not speak of itself, that is to say, it will not manifest itself as a central essence, as a deity. Should it do so, we all know what would then happen. Mill lions would go down on their knees in speechless adoration. Millions of others would deny this Spirit of Truth. A fierce controversial battle would break out. And by virtue of their being, the nature aeons of our seventh cosmic domain would take advantage of every opportunity. However, the truth will stir the all, now here, now there, as a mystery, one time as a whispering, another time as a storm wind. One moment it will speak of hardly expected and almost incomprehensible things. The next moment, it will testify in a clear manner. All will be stirred, small and great. The wise according to this world, and the simple. In this way, an international goodwill towards the Gnosis will be fostered. All those who are true seekers and of good will shall be guided to the foci of the new departing brotherhood, thus to be as yet carried along in the stream of grace. This is the general aspect of this wondrous magnificence, but there is still another, very particular aspect to which we must draw your attention. When all of you are ascending the seven steps of the new soul birth, it is self-evident that you will have an intense participation in the Spirit of Truth. It will tell you all that can be revealed to you of the truth. It will declare all of the coming events to you. It is indeed a fact that if at this moment you would have only made the first step of the new soul birth, the Spirit of Truth would find a basis in your blood and be able to testify within you even now. This explains why. When in the school the new aspects of the liberating life are being discussed, so many among our pupils immediately sense and taste this as being the truth, because the Spirit of Truth can already speak and testify in their blood. Thus you will have a clear vision as to what is going to happen within you in an ever more accelerated rhythm in the near future. The truth, the eternal power of wisdom of the world of the living soul state, will grow within you, according as you will be ascending the seven steps of soul birth. This truth will unite you forever with the eternal salvation of the universal Gnosis.